And yet, with the notable and complicated exceptions of Leo Strauss and Alan Bloom, no top-tier American conservative intellectual was a devotee of Nietzsche or a serious admirer of Heidegger. All major conservative schools of thought trace themselves back to the champions of the Enlightenment, John Locke, Adam Smith, Montesquieu, Burke, and none of them have any direct intellectual link to Nazism or Nietzsche, to existentialism, nihilism, or even, for the most part, pragmatism. Meanwhile, the ranks of left-wing intellectuals are infested with ideas and thinkers squarely in the fascist tradition. And yet all it takes is the abracadabra word Marxist to absolve most of them of any affinity with these currents. The rest get off the hook merely by attacking bourgeois morality and American values, even though such attacks are themselves little better than a reprise of fascist arguments. In a seminar, there may be important distinctions to be made between, say, Foucault's Enterprise of Unreason, Derrida's tyrannical logocentrism, and Hitler's revolt against reason. But such distinctions rarely translate beyond ivy-covered walls, and they're particularly meaningless to a movement that believes action is more important than ideas. Deconstruction, existentialism, postmodernism, pragmatism, relativism, all of these ideas had the same purpose: to erode the iron chains of tradition, dissolve the concrete foundations of truth, and firebomb the bunkers where the defenders of the Ancien Régime still fought and persevered. These are ideologies of the movement. The late Richard Rorty admitted as much, conflating Nietzsche and Heidegger with James and Dewey as part of the same grand project. Few were more adept at using the jargon of the movement than fascists and pre-fascists. Hitler uses the phrase "the movement" over 200 times in Mein Kampf. A Nazi Party journal was called Die Bewegung, the movement. The word movement itself is instructive. Movement, unlike progress, doesn't imply a fixed destination. Rather, it takes as a given that any change is better. As Alan Bloom and others have noted, the core passion of fascism was self-assertion. The Nazis may have been striving for a utopian thousand-year Reich, but their first instincts were radical. Destroy what exists. Tear it down. Eradicate das System, another term shared by the New Left and fascists alike. "I have a barbaric concept of socialism," a young Mussolini once said. "I understand it as the greatest act of negation and destruction. Onward, you new barbarians. Like all barbarians, you are the harbingers of a new civilization." Hitler's instincts were even more destructive. Even before he ordered the obliteration of Paris and issued his scorched earth policy on German soil, his agenda was to rip apart everything the bourgeoisie had created, to destroy the reactionaries, to create new art and architecture, new culture, new religion, and most of all, new Germans.